On Monday, 24 members of the Alaska legislature wrote Lena Kahn, chair of the Federal Trade Commission, urging the federal government to block the Kroger-Albertsons grocery store merger. The $24.6 billion merger was first announced in the fall of 2022, and the Federal Trade Commission is currently evaluating the proposed sale. Last month, a spokesperson from Kroger announced they would divest 14 stores throughout Alaska to C&S Wholesale Grocers, the parent company for Grand Union and Piggly Wiggly grocery stores. State Senator Jesse Bjorkman, who was one of the 24 legislators who signed on to the letter to Kahn, cited concerns over the merger's effect on fair prices for groceries.
We want to make sure that the cost of food and groceries remains as low as possible, and with the reduction of sellers of those items, reduced competition almost always means higher prices.
In September, local labor unions came out to oppose the merger, citing store closures, job losses, and lower wages and job standards. Additionally, Congresswoman Mary Peltola wrote a letter last month to the Federal Trade Commission calling on them to block the merger because of Alaska's food security concerns. In addition, Senator Lisa Murkowski and Senator Dan Sullivan also wrote a letter to Chair Kahn on September 22nd expressing their concerns about the possible merger, signaling that Alaskans are united on this matter. While acknowledging Kroger's efforts to find a qualified buyer for closed stores, the state legislator's letter references Alaska's history with corporate mergers. Alaskans are leery, having already experienced prior grocery store managers, the letter says. In the late 1990s, Safeway purchased all locally owned Cars grocery stores in the state, and despite the promise of continued employment and increased competition, they soon left the state. Alaska Marketplace purchased those closed stores and began business as a competitor to Safeway, but within a short period of time, the company closed, leaving many communities without competition. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.